You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr. To throw in another one of those too. I just couldn't help it. And I have to thank, and I didn't thank him last week, but I found more of these out there. The Anachronic Jazz Band, Salt Peanuts. Salt Peanuts, you have to say it twice, by the way, played in an anachronic jazz style in 1978, looking from their complete audio recordings. So if you can find that, you're lucky, because it's some amazing stuff. And I love this stuff. It just adds a lift to the music, or it makes me like it more. It really does. I have to say that, and I'm going to offend all the. As I say, I'm offending both the modern jazz and the early jazz contingents. So If I can't get 98% of the people against me on any one topic, then I'm not doing my job. And this is Radiola, and we're nothing if not controversial. And I'm Andy Senior, and I ought to keep my opinions to myself. We're going to continue now with a special request for a parrot. Yes, for a parrot. I understand there's a parrot that enjoys this show. And why shouldn't, when it's a very intelligent parrot, obviously. So here's from 1913, Arthur Collins and Byron G. Harlan on a nice Columbia. We've got a parrot in our house, so this goes out to the parrot.
Like a big menagerie, all kinds of funny things you can see. A Thomas cat sleeps on the mat, a dog who feeds upon a shoe or a hat. Our house is just a home for bird or beast, including my Uncle Joe. And only yesterday another came our way that makes me yell hooray. Say, we've got a parrot in our house, pretty Paul, pretty Paul, pretty Paul. We've got a parrot in our house, Polly wants a cracker now. He heard swear like a trooper bold, remember she is only 2 years old. We've got a parrot in our house, pretty Paul, pretty Paul, pretty Paul. Bill Smith called on Sister Kate, called last night and stayed really late. Life turned low, Sister's bow, hugged her tight and said, I love you so. Honey, dear, just to prove my love, dearie, I'd die for you. Right then from overhead, a voice spoke up and said, go on, kid, die right now. Now, we've got a parrot in our house.
Pretty Paul, pretty Paul, pretty Paul.
We've got a parrot in our house, Polly wants a cracker now. Hear her swear like a trooper bold, remember she is only 2 years old. We've got a parrot in our house,
pretty Paul, pretty Paul, pretty Paul.
Well, Byron, where have you been?
Down at the Devil's Ball.
Oh, keep still, Polly. Well, where's your wife now, Byron?
My wife gone to the country.
Hooray, hooray.
Keep still, Polly. You certainly love your wife, Byron, don't you?
Oh, yes, I love my wife, but...
Oh, you kid.
Oh, shut up, Polly.
I said, Polly.
Yes, Arthur, my wife and I are like two great big babies.
Look here, come.
Keep quiet, Polly. Well, Byron, you'll see her very soon, won't you?
Oh, yes, I'm just dying for a hug and a kiss.
But you won't kiss the door.
Be good, Polly. And you wouldn't hurt your wifey's feelings for anything in the world, would you, Byron?
No, never.
We've got a parrot in our house.
Pretty Paul, pretty Paul, pretty Paul.
We've got a parrot in our house. Polly wants a cracker now. Hear her swear like a trooper bold. Remember she is only 2 years old. We've got a parrot in our house. Pretty Paul, pretty Paul, pretty Paul.
Church on Sunday, wake up Monday, back to work again daily. But when I reach Friday, money's gone, I'm in trouble. I could lie down and die without Saturday. Sunday's the day I'm a kneel and pray. Monday at the tub, I'm a wash and rub. Tuesday is the day I gotta take the clothes and line 'em, take the socks and don 'em. Either gotta don 'em or throw 'em away. Wednesday matinee at a movie play. Thursday from a book, I'm a learn to cook. Friday I'm a clean the house with rag and soap. Lordy, lordy, how I hope just for Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, all would worry me. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I'm broke as I can be. But when payday comes, it's bleeding, skies of gray fade away. What a day, I go to church on Sunday, wake up Monday, back to work again daily. But when I reach Friday, money's gone, gone, all gone. I'm in pawn, in pawn. I could lie down and die. God bless Saturday, great day.
Ted Lewis and his band, Home Again Blues, 1921. Yep. Before that, it sounds good. That's actually, some of those Ted Lewis things sound are better than others. Some of them sound amazing. Even the early ones before he got guys like Benny Goodman in there. Really, they sounded good. I'm approaching this with an open mind, by the way, as always. Before that, Nora Bays. Before the song Sunday, there was the song Saturday from 1921, and Saturday was a good day, too, apparently. So there's Saturday from 1921. Nora Bays singing it for you. And a special parrot quest from the parrot. Arthur Collins, Byron G. Harlan. We've got a parrot in our house, 1913, and there's some repartee in there. This is Radiola, and I'm Andy Sr. continuing. And here's something very sprightly from 1926, Ted Weems and his orchestra. Oh, if I only had you. There was an exclamation point in there somewhere.
Thank you.
Fred Hammond's orchestra. I think that was Fred on the vocal. Bye Bye Blues, 1925. That was before Burt Lown got into it and did added to it, I guess. Sounds about the same to me, though. Prior to that, the International Novelty Orchestra, somebody named E.J. Daly on the vocal, and this was a medley foxtrot from A Sail and a Sailor, which was the University of Pennsylvania mask and wig club in 1926 was their production. So that really got waxed pretty good, because the other side is a chorus from that group. But there's the medley foxtrot from A Sail and a Sailor. Then before we began with Ted Weems, Oh If I Only Had You, 1926. Nice tone. Well, Weems is always good. Going from Ted Weems back to Ted Lewis, and this is the second of two selections I am playing at the suggestion of my Finnish listener. And this is, I found a decent recording of this, a decent copy, so I took the liberty of presenting this one. 1929, Ted Lewis sings it on here, Lonely Troubadour.
Listen to my song, a lonely troubadour is singing for a little word of love, a love from you. Just a tender little kiss, a kiss or two, a happiness I never knew. Listen to my song and let the melody proclaim for me that you're the one that I adore. And if you answer no, then on my way I'll go to be forevermore just a lonely troubadour.
I don't know why, but the thrill is gone, and what was can go on. I only know that the flame is cold. Love was young, no. Overnight, I lost you. it was sublime. Now it's time to sigh. Love is dead, long live love. The spark has fled, let's give love a friendly tear, quite sincere, and sigh goodbye. There was a dream, an intimate dream we used to share. Then I awoke and suddenly found a stranger there. Overnight I found you, and overnight I lost you. Now let's agree gracefully to sigh goodbye. Let's agree gracefully to sigh
coach from Birmingham, just to find my loving Sam. I can't get him off my brain, and beyond the least question of doubt, my aim is to find and straighten him out. Because nobody's fooling Birmingham Bertha. She's had school in Birmingham Bertha. Eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, my plan. Just treat me fair, and I'm on the level. Try and give me air, and I'm just a she-devil. He's on my mind, so I intend to find that man. But at that, I'm just the worst simple Simon that you know. I gave him my diamonds and my dough. But you can bet it, he'll regret it. He's gonna get it, and so don't expect as much as $2 worth of sympathy from Birmingham Bertha. Like the police, I never release my man. Now we's in Chicago, came up here from Birmingham. As I was feeling kind of funny, had to see my honey. I am, yes indeed I am. No more blues in my heart, 'cause we two ain't apart. I found my Sam, that loving man. But all the same, nobody's fooling Birmingham Bertha. She's had school in this particular Bertha. Eye for an eye, jaw for a jaw's my plan. Just treat me fair, and I'll be on the level. Try and give me air, and I'll become a cage of apes to you. And unless I go blind, I always find my man. And to think that he would run out and do me such a low-down dirty trick. Why, I knew him when he couldn't eat and he wasn't sick. But you can bet it, he'll regret it. Is he gonna get it from this strong arm, mama, and how? So don't expect as much as two bits worth of sympathy from Birmingham Bertha. Like the police, I never released my man.
Ethel Waters from On With The Show, 1929, Birmingham Bertha. And if you can't get 2 cents worth of sympathy from Birmingham Bertha, you must really have a problem. Yes, tough gal, that Birmingham Bertha. Before that, Belle Baker, 1931, Overnight. And that's a rather poignant song, because I believe later that year her husband died. It was within a few months of that recording, and it is a very, I think, a poignant foreshadowing. Certainly she's singing her heart out on that recording. But he didn't die until, I guess, somewhat after that recording was made. Very, very sad thing. And what can you do about such things? They occur. Life is fragile. And so are teeth, believe me. Life is fragile and teeth are fragile, as I'm finding out. need to go back to the drawing board for those molars. That's what I say. Began the set with Ted Lewis and his band Lonely Troubadour in 1929. And this is Radiola, and we are questioning many things here, including why couldn't the teeth be done right is basically the one I'm considering strongly at this moment, as I hence the reason for the amoxicillin. We proceed. And if I take enough of it, this is what I'll be doing, but this is lovely. It's Lee Sims in 1926, and he's talking to the moon, and I think I'll go do that too. Thank you.
take all of me. Can't you see I'm no good without you? Take my lips, I want to lose them. Take my arms, I'll never use them. Your goodbye left me with eyes that cry. How can I go on, dear, without you? You took the part that once was my heart, so why not take all of me?
Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, Irene Taylor on the vocals. So at last it's come to this. 1932. Oh boy, yeah. Nice sound on that. That was one of those high fidelity recordings made between 32 and 33 or 34 when they did such things. And the sound is quite stunning. Very, very nicely recorded. Before that, we had Frank and Milt Britton's orchestra, Scrappy Lambert singing All of Me, 1931. And take these teeth, too, while you're at it, please. That's what I would say. Take those first. Beginning with Lee Sims, Talking to the Moon, 1926, off of Brunswick, and very nice sound on that. I love his recordings, and I will play whatever ones I can get my mitts on here. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and I'm just, well, I'm doing okay. Could be worse. Could be a lot worse. Bill Staffin and his orchestra in 1935 on a Bluebird. And this is an interesting recording. It's a Ray Noble tune that I had never heard before. Why Stars Come Out at Night. And it's beautiful. No words sung on this, but it's very, very nice indeed.
get you in a taxi, honey. You better be ready about half past eight. Not be rich, don't be late. I want to be there when the band starts playing. Remember when we get there, baby, the two steps I'm gonna have them all. Gonna dance on both my shoes when the band of Jelly Roll blues. Tomorrow night at the downtown Sunday bar.
And there's Louis Prima and his New Orleans gang, 1936, the Darktown Strutters Ball. And I got into some hot water for playing the other side of that record, so I hope that one is acceptable. But there's not, it's more of a jazz piece anyway, but I just I'm being very careful about playing Louis Prima, because there are certain people who don't like how he manhandles a song, and I can understand that, I suppose. But it's great jazz and great music on there. I think Pee Wee Russell is also in that group. It's very nice sounding. Before then, Bill Staff and his orchestra, essentially mainly recorded for Bluebird, Why Stars Come Out at Night from 1935. And this is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior, and this is fun stuff. Glad to be here. Glad to play this. And we began the show with the ridiculous, and now we're going to finish the program with the sublime. Here's Abe Lyman and his orchestra, and this song cannot be improved upon. One of George Gershwin's last compositions, but one of his best. In 1937, Frank Parrish sings this for you. Love is here to stay.
Thank you.
not for a year, but ever and a day. The radio and the telephone and the movies that we know may just be passing fancies, and in time may go. But oh my dear, our love is here to stay. Together we're going a long, long way. In time the Rockies may crumble, Gibraltar may tumble, they're only made of clay, but our love is here.